Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
More juice, please. Just a tad. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for?
Oh, my God. It's early.
All right, folks. Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Bass.
I'm here. Oh, whoa.
I'm present.
Justin Moore.
Justin!
Hey,
JM.
Resort studio.
Oh, hot. No way.
Are you?
I don't know.
There we go.
Turn up a shot.
Through trains, take you right around Mississippi.
All
I think from the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Thank you, Mr. President. All right, you 609ers, you know what to do on this update. You move it, move it, move it.
Hit that cargo net. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
You got to be kidding me.
Look, Derek.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land.
This is the business we've chosen.
Thanks, Dre, it is. Every morning. Over 20 years.
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Thanks, Rick. Come on, Los Angeles crowd.
Los Angeles.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
That's great. We need dogs.
Say hello to my little friend.
At the terminal gate.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
Put your hands and cool your wings
Los Angeles. Hadn't heard that Justice spot in a long time. That's a great spot.
We miss him.
Good morning from London, England. Ah. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Sui! Los Angeles!
Strength and honor. Good morning, everybody. It is a 6:11 as we normally start the show at this time. Perfect timing. Going to have a fun, big show today. Trey Reed just coming
in
from
hear that,
Mexico.
From Mexico.
We are going to blast it out today with some legendary names in history of our state as we kick off our summer of adventure, Roger. Beautiful day outside. It could be a little warm. Yeah. But I see some folks here. 609 here on the way to Jonesboro from Little Rock. Been waiting all morning for some real entertainment.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about. We launched last night, Roger. Yeah. We put out the graphic of our five restaurants. Yeah. And, of course, people are going, well, what about this other 100 years? Listen. Yeah. There's about seven or eight. We're taking five. Those are the five we're taking. And I know that, wow, club's not really a restaurant. I know. It started, though, 121 years ago. They did book stuff out of there. They did drinking. And then they started serving food later on.
Well, there's a caveat to them. Yeah. Listen,
their bar restaurant.
Ohio Club is the, I want to say, the oldest bar, club, restaurant, whatever it is, in the state of Arkansas.
That's correct.
Maybe if it, so you got to start at the oldest
of anything. That's right. 121 years.
Where is the Ohio Club?
Right there on Central Avenue. Right there. Right down from Arlington, right in the heart of things. You can't miss it. Real sort of unique outside. And it's the same outside, Roger, I think, has been there for probably, I don't know, maybe the initial.
The facade. I think there's some of it right there. Chris, you ever been downtown Hot Springs?
Yeah.
You ever seen that statue of Al Capone sitting on a bench?
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Yeah. Okay.
And did you see, Roger, and we'll get some more information tomorrow when we go from Sadiq, the new owner and all that, because he owns it.
Yeah.
You know, the history of it, I went and read it last night. Yeah. Back when, you know, first of all, gambling was legal in the early 1900s.
Hello.
And then all of a sudden it became against the law, and they built a fake wall to where you couldn't see what
was a speakeasy.
Yeah, it's what was going on behind it. And then they were doing tips, and then they came back publicly and started promoting. Anyway, just a lot of interesting history.
A lot.
But we put that out there today, Roger. We've got to give our Clergy Bowl trophy to Rex Horn of Hope Church. We'll mention all of our other guys. So one of our former winners, Ben Crimson, yesterday from St. James Methodist. His mother is, I think, going in surgery today, so we'll be thinking about her. Hopefully everything will go great.
Good prayers up.
Let's go ahead and welcome Trey Reed back from...
Shout out. What up, Trip?
What's up from Mexico?
What's up, guys?
Welcome back. Y'all? Jim Harris said he wanted to just go ahead. Let me just go ahead and take this spot.
I saw Jim Monday, and he was like, man, thanks for letting me do that. I had so much fun. He really liked the man cave.
Yeah, the man cave deal. That was fun over at Mark Carter's place. Yeah, they knew each other. And,
yeah, he said he had heard about Mark's man cave over the years, so it was nice to actually set foot in it and celebrate it.
Our two man cave winners, that was really interesting. The one that right after that was Sandy Hutchpeth. It was off the chart too. It was fun. Well, how was your trip to Mexico?
Oh, it was amazing. Great trip, man.
To almost 2 weeks?
I was there 2 weeks almost.
Well,
exactly.
I expect a little bit of Spanish here.
See. there was a lot of cultural immersion this time. I went you know, the last couple of years I've done it this way, and it works out because everybody stays happy. But go with the family, my wife and two granddaughters for the week. Then they fly home, and then I stay another week, and my buddies come down, and we fish for a week. So I spent a week in Isla Hobosh, which is up north.
Isla Hobosh! Watch out for that town.
Is that an island?
Absolutely. It is.
Oh, look at Christian going
down. Isla. I'll see your Whistler Hobosh.
It's about a 2-hour drive from Cancun. You like either take a ferry or a boat across the channel there.
You have become one of the natives there.
You talk about becoming one of the natives. So this was really cool. So you know the World Cup's going on right now. And obviously soccer, much bigger in Mexico than it is here in the United States.
Sure.
And so we lost our last day of fishing down in Ixcaloc, Mexico. It was rainy and wind was blowing like 40 and... the harbor master was like, no boats going out today. So we had also lost power. The town, the electrical grid in this little town is not great. So we're like, well, let's go to a bigger city where we know the power will be on. So we went to Chetumal, which is right on the Belize border. It's it's about the size of Little Rock, about 170,000 people.
Again?
It's like a Chetumal. So it's like a city. I mean, it's not like a little village or anything like that. So we watched the opening game of the World Cup with two of my fishing guide buddies from down there in a Mexican sports bar. And that was, of course, Mexico versus South Africa. You talk about going native. We truly went native watching the World Cup down there. It was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
They had some controversy. The goose poop folks are furious.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like before I left.
I can't believe it didn't blow up on this show.
We started
getting pictures, and you know, Steve Qualls is leading.
I've gotten a lot of hate mail related to that over the last couple weeks, and I blocked those people, so it's all good.
It's been crazy. Great to have you. Sorry you have the trophy right here in front of you.
It's a beautiful trophy. Yeah. Looks like the Lombardi Trophy.
I think this is like what 13-14 years, Raj. I think we've been.
How heavy is that thing?
It's probably 10 pounds, 10-12 pounds.
Pretty heavy.
Oh yeah.
Well, I do got to give some props to Jill and Debbie over at the Discount Trophy. I got that 2 months ago, and I go over the bumps real fast in my neighborhood, and it shattered the last one.
Oh,
I've done this multiple times.
No.
So I have to take it back, and then I forgot it was there last night. So they opened the trophy, Discount Trophy, at 7 o'clock last night to get me in there. So thanks, Jill.
Hey, you're talking
thanks
about going Debbie, down and wrapping them in those bumps right there?
No. Those don't
bother
in my neighborhood.
You.
They're bigger. My head hits the top of my roof in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
They're just bigger. They're bigger.
You need to slow down, Mister.
Maybe. probably do. As I mentioned, got a busy show today. In addition to Trey. We've got Craig O'Neill coming in, brought to you by Genesis of Conway. By the way, you have a new sponsor. I think just before you left, we mentioned that.
Yeah, I don't think we had a sounder yet for it. But
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. We'll play your open in just a second. But Craig O'Neill's coming in. Rex Horn's coming in, as we mentioned. Craig's brought to you by Genesis of Conway. Got to play a little match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. And Joe Nichols, also brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Services in North Little Rock. So we got that. And sports are sort of, you're coming down to the College World Series, which is, how about this, Oklahoma and Georgia.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. Who barely, they didn't have that great of a year compared to the other SEC schools.
We had a Boomer Sooner at Boudreaux's last night.
Did you? Hey, happy for them.
Absolutely.
Of course, now, does Georgia have to beat this? Wait a minute. So North Carolina's on the one side of the bracket, right? Is that right, Christian? Here it is. West Virginia beat Troy 12-0 last night. Georgia beat Texas 2-0. So Texas eliminated. Tonight,
is Troy out?
Troy's out.
Okay.
Tonight you got North Carolina versus West Virginia and Oklahoma versus Georgia at 6. I think you got two sides of the bracket there. What's going to happen? West Virginia's got to beat North Carolina twice. I think Georgia's got to beat Oklahoma twice. If not, I think it's Oklahoma and North Carolina for the. Who would have thought? I want to see, Christian, look back and see what North Carolina was preseason ranked. I had no idea. I'm curious if they were a top 10 team.
They're usually pretty good at baseball, though, aren't they?
I don't think of them. And Roger, we got Father's Day coming up this weekend. You've got the U.S. Open. I saw something about Scottie Scheffler. It said he's on the cusp of a career Grand Slam. That could be the latest comparison with Tiger Woods. This is the first crack. And this is what help me out on this. This is Scheffler's first crack at joining golf's most elite club. Tiger Woods is the only player in the modern era to get the slam on his first try.
Okay.
Now, he didn't get the actual slam, Grand Slam, in the same year.
He got the wraparound?
He got the wraparound. And so what I don't understand is on his first try, I guess.
The wraparound. You would have won
three no matter what. So your first chance of getting a fourth in a row, he got it. And they're saying Scheffler, I guess, has won three in a row. Even though it's a wraparound, this is his first at maybe getting a good career, a Grand Slam. And the U.S. Open is always on Father's Day, right?
Correct.
That's the way that works. Any expectations for Father's Day for you guys? No?
You mean for the golf tent game?
Or? No, you two.
Oh.
It's you three. Excuse me, Chris.
Well, the person that coordinates any of those things in my family, outside of Samantha, for the tilt is Meredith.
Yeah.
And I've instructed her to...
To take you to lunch?
No.
Okay, what about you?
No plans, but I did learn on the Wild Side last night that one of... I think I can say this because they're an advertiser throughout this station, is Edwards Food Giant has bone-in ribeyes for $11.99 a pound.
That's
so,
it.
So I think I might be throwing one of those on the grill.
Cook
Sunday.
For yourself on Father's Day.
Sure, why not?
Not bad.
Yeah. I did want to mention, too, I told you, Roger, what the numbers. Christian, I think we did that. We were all together. What the numbers were for the NBA, like 24 million.
It was, I don't remember.
Yeah, they peaked at 33 or something.
Yeah,
like
which
that.
Is really the highest they've had since Jordan.
Yeah, it was since 98. Yep.
Did you see what the NHL's viewing numbers were?
I did not.
They were pretty low, I think.
It was a record.
It was still a record.
Low. The softball team, the Razorback softball game, had more viewership than the NHL, one of the NHL finals. And they had an average of 1.8 million viewers, surpassing the previous record of 1.56 million in 1996. That's up 68% over last year. I'm telling you, women's softball has bigger numbers than NHL hockey. That is, especially with this great hockey finals. You know, a lot of scoring. And
I think I don't know why. Trey, you want to hazard a guess on why they would be so low?
I just don't think hockey's up nationwide.
It's a regional sport.
Yeah, listen, 1.8 million. I mean, that's not even. I'm stunned how
so
low
did they average 1.8?
That many listeners, right? Yeah.
Did they average 1.8?
Yeah, average of 1.8.
So I wonder what the women's college World Series averaged.
I look it up. I think it's more.
Yeah, punk.
I think. Yeah, I think it's more. You can look that up. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you got Trey. You got a question for Trey? 661-1037 is the number. Roger, nice piece in the Democrat Gazette about Al Green.
Yeah, man,
they're doing 50 for 250.
Yeah,
and you know, I was just looking at you know, he had a crazy career. I didn't realize he got the grits on him early in his. I mean, like in the '80s.
Yeah, that'll change you.
Yeah, he got scolded. You knew about that, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I heard that story.
And then it said suicide. Did the woman who threw the grits on him commit suicide?
I didn't read that.
Don't know.
A couple other things. We got a list of are these the best TV dads of all time? What is the strangest thing your dog has ever eaten? And I thought this was really interesting. Classic TV shows with only one living cast member remaining.
Yeah.
And there's listen, Beverly Hillbillies. Who is it?
It's Jethro.
It is, Roger. Very good. He's 88.
Dead or alive? Wow.
He's still with? Oh, you know, that's great. He's 88. Yep. How about that? Yep. Also, too, do I understand that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married this weekend?
Is that this weekend? Sorry.
No.
Aren't they doing it at Madison Square Garden?
July 4th, yeah. July 3rd and 4th at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I thought they might try to do that privately and try to do it, but
they're
doing it at
the
garden.
They're married at the garden.
Yeah, they're gonna make it be they're renting out the whole thing, and they're gonna have music. They're gonna have a big act.
Wow!
So it's gonna be a party marriage as opposed to something intimate. I don't know. Does that spell doom? It's like, wait a minute, what are we doing this for? Are we doing
not
this?
A great sign.
What's that?
Not a great sign, I don't think.
I mean, you would think that, wait a minute, we're always in the public. Can't we do something that's just with intimate?
That's what I would think, too. I mean, that you would, because you're so often in the public eye, that maybe you'd want that to be a little more intimate.
And maybe they're doing that, and they're having that as just the party. You know?
Maybe so.
For example, I went up to Bo Mattingly's, had a party. But he got married in Jamaica or somewhere with a small group, and they just wanted to throw a party for him.
I mean, there's so many Swifties out there that she maybe.
I bet that's what they
let's do it for them.
Roger, I watched the movie Michael last night.
Yeah. John Travolta?
No, the Michael Jackson.
I was thinking too, Christian.
I forgot there's two Michaels, right? I didn't think about that.
But is this one called Michael now that you say
it's
that?
It's called Michael, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's Michael. And it, you know, a lot of people. I think Valentine told me his daughter watched it 6 times. If you grew up as a kid watching Michael Jackson in the like,
no, is it like a biopic or is it a documentary?
It's a biopic. Okay. It's like a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay,
I didn't think it was that. I thought that it was sort of. It looked like a TV movie. But I'm telling you, the music was so good. I just.
Well, we grew up with him.
Yeah.
He was alive for our entire life until he died.
That's what's amazing, Roger. watching where he started to see where he ended. And he was doing his own music. He was writing his own music. He was coming up with it. Had Berry Gordy, Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
and I think to me that was the fascination. Yeah. And they didn't get to go deep. They didn't touch the kid stuff.
No.
And a lot of people said, hey, that's not, you should have done something.
Poor choice of words.
Well, that's what he was allegedly doing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They didn't get that far. They stopped it bad, didn't
Look
they?
Look what he did to Corey
Haim. Or Dangerous or
something.
Yeah,
they didn't go, listen, there was a lot. I didn't know, Roger, too, on the burning of the Pepsi deal.
Yeah.
Did they contribute a
I
lot
remember that
to him getting on drugs with painkillers? And then I tell you what was interesting.
You know, when I watched the movie, I don't remember that part that they thought that.
What's that? You watched Michael already?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't.
Well, that's what I read. But he hits a ray. He goes, I need some pain. The pain pills are really making me dizzy. And so, and they sort of alluded that sort of, it just was a little snippet. And I went back and read.
I did a pyro, so I mean.
Yeah.
How do you think his nephew did?
I think he did okay. Now, listen, his dance was pretty darn good. There was so much in his career you could cover, but the music, man, I'm telling you.
Well, we've
Roger,
seen
the 80s, the 70s, the 60s.
Again,
I mean,
we grew up with it.
That's right.
So, I mean,
we watched it happen. You know how old he was when he died?
58?
50.
Yeah.
50. Just turned 50.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But we've seen, so with me watching it, it's like, and you said it was a TV movie.
It reminded me of like a TV movie.
We've seen the TV movie.
I think it was hateable. Yeah, you're right, because they've done a TV. They've done like the series. They did like a five part.
I think it was a part or two. But yeah. I mean, with Lawrence, what's his
Fishburne?
Name? From No. The guy that played.
Olivia?
The guy that played in. Son of a. Welcome Back, Cotter. He played his dad in
I'll tell you, the guy who played his dad
Fishburne was in I, Cantina.
The guy who played his dad was a hateable guy. I mean, he did a good job. He was a hateable character.
An Arkansas guy.
And his dad was... Oh, that was the Arkansas guy. That's
yeah,
right.
He was born in Arkansas, yeah.
His dad was...
His daddy, not the actor.
That's right. A lot of people have debated, was it accurate? You know, this is what the kids are saying, that he controlled them and really...
Been disputed. Yeah.
That's right.
I mean...
He knew his meal ticket was his son, Michael.
But you know what? I'll leave.
Anyway, if you like the music, it was fascinating. Just sit back and... Because I'm telling you, every song was a hit song. I mean, you can argue about what kind of guy he was, and certainly that's, certainly could be discussed. But you just talk about the music, how really talented he was.
He was talented, but Barry Gordy saw Michael out front and said, "Don't you ever give up that mic. You've got to do that."
That's right.
The talent that was there. But if you go back and look at anybody's family, whether it be the Osmonds, whether it be the Jacksons, whether it be another young group, I mean, parents obviously had a hand in pushing him forward.
You have to give him,
but he managed him.
Yeah, you have to give him credit because he goes, I took him out of Gary. Yeah, we'd have been in Gary and Ann if it hadn't been for me. Yeah. And there's some truth
to
that.
Who knows what Elvis would have been without the Colonel?
Trey, what do we, the last time we had Jim Harris last week, he talked about it was a free fishing weekend and that was a big weekend and had several of the ponds at the fisheries that were open.
Doing the fishing derbies and from what I hear, they, I wasn't around, but it's always a big success, but probably the big thing now, you got about 2 weeks left to apply for wildlife management area deer hunting permits. It happens during the month of June. I guess the other big news, y'all know her, Anne Marie Doremus. Her last commission meeting today and tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
7 years on the commission coming to a close at the end of the month.
Anne Marie, do we need to give a salute? Salute!
And a 609er.
She is. A 609er.
We knew her. How many children does she have now?
Two.
Who's taking her?
We knew her when she didn't.
Who's taking her place?
Well, we don't know yet. We will find out probably first week of July. That's when we typically get the... of course, her term officially goes until June 30th, the end of the state's fiscal year. And then the governor will appoint someone. I would guess the way the 4th of July falls on a weekend, I think, this year, probably be that week of the 6th. I don't know for sure.
If you're a commissioner, for example, you have a little bit different rules that apply to you. Like you, if the total you normally get is like 10, you get 12. Right, or if you're fishing, you get
in the it doesn't work that way.
You don't get any perks.
Commissioners have to really be on their P's and Q's to make sure. There have been some instances in the distant past where some commissioners might have gone over their limit.
Sure, they get parking spots.
That's never a good thing.
What about parking spots at the different?
Well, they have great parking at the Game and Fish Commission for sure. Actually, my crew we keep a lot of our video equipment near the auditorium, near that back entrance to the building, and we've been admonished a couple of times for parking there, even though they're only there 2 days a month. Yes. But we save those parking spots for commissioners.
All right, if you got a question for Trey, 661-1037, you can text or call. We got a little Burn Rubber on Me, Charlie, by the Gap Band. Roger, take us to the break.
The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
In the World Cup yesterday, the stars showed up as in the first game of the day, Kylian Mbappe recorded two goals, including one from 30 yards out in France's 3-1 win over Senegal. He's now France's all-time leading scorer in international play. At 27 years old, he's third all-time in World Cup goals at 14. First is 16. More on that in a bit. In Game 2, Norway's Erling Haaland made his World Cup debut by scoring two goals in their 4-1 win over Iraq. He's considered one of, if not the best goal scorer in the world. In Game 3 of the day, Argentina handled Algeria as Lionel Messi recorded his first World Cup hat trick. He has 16 goals in the World Cup now, which tie him for first all-time in the tournament's history. Today, some more top teams will make their debuts in the tournament. Portugal will take on the Democratic Republic of Congo at noon. Then England will face Croatia at 3. Ghana and Panama will play at 6. And Uzbekistan will take on Colombia at 9. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Expect a little stronger wind today, a south-southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. It'll be mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 92. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 73 and partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 92. Plus, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in Arkansas. The biggest stage in world soccer is only a few days away, and every goal changes every single thing. And now FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single goal. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Get to FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports and bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. That's right. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Let there be goals on FanDuel. Turn on your token. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, has you taken care of. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in is required. Must apply bonus token. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
In fact, I grew up in the south of the south. I grew up in El Dorado and had plenty of the Vienna sausages. So,
well, I had Vienna sausages.
Yeah. Rusty. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Yeah, I want to thank Chad and Stephanie Powers for sponsoring both on this Wednesday, Trey Reed and Joe Nichols. Thanks to them. If you got a question for Trey, let us know, 661-1037. Someone says here, I bet Anne-Marie's not getting a ticket after the fact for the orange vest deal. And you think that's...
I think that's a little jab at you, David Basil. Listen. And you just got a warning ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you actually had your license. You just didn't have the orange vest.
I had it on when I came to the dead deer. But didn't have it up in the Taj Mahal that we had.
Right, that's right.
Here's one question for Trey. When I'm fishing on Grouse Ferry or the lakes, there's all these docks around saying you can't fish around them. I've actually had a guy come out and tell me we couldn't be there. Is that really the law? Is it legal for private entities to buy dock space on public-funded bodies of water and then tell people they can't fish around the dock? I've seen a lot of these on social media.
Yeah, I mean, and that's back during when I was covering professional bass fishing, early 2000s, that was an issue a lot. Now, some of the times it's more of a safety thing, like, you know, there could be power cables or things like that, and that's why they post it to no fishing. But I mean, it's really probably
legal
jurisdictional authority. Yeah, there would be the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Yeah, we manage the fish and enforce the
regulations. I'm surprised you don't know that, just because it's I think now it's become a thing. Yeah.
You know, and I think, look, if you're in your boat and you don't get on the dock, I'm not a lawyer, and that's what the guys fishing usually say. As an angler myself, I think you'd be hard pressed to tell me I was breaking any laws as long as I didn't get on your dock.
Matter of fact, I've seen that too when people have private property that goes down to a body of water, saying you can't fish around here, and the guy goes, "Yes, I can." You know, so there's been that thing has really escalated, that some people don't want people fishing around their slot.
Yeah, I mean, and you see that a lot. And unfortunately, what happens there is, I think, you know, people buy lakeside, riverside property, and they think that, like, well, now I can lock it down. But if it's a navigable waterway, no, you really can't.
Yeah. 661-1037 is the number. Here's one we're talking about. What does your dog eat? Roger, this one says, and I've seen this, our dog eats a lot of grass every so often. And no, Roger, it's not synthetic weed. Thin-skinned comic, I love you, man. I don't know what that's about. Yeah, I've seen dogs eat a lot of grass. That's not surprising. What about you? Have your dog
eaten? Yeah, my dog will munch on some grass. But, I mean, man, he'll eat anything.
What is your dog?
He's a little Maltipoo, little 11.5-pound
Jessica
dog.
lets her lab eat the toilet paper cones.
Oh, yeah, the core.
I said,
there.
Why are you letting him eat that?
No, I'll tell you what gets on my nerves. My wife lets our dog eat. So we've got a couple of cats, too, and one of them it's like a wet food. It's like a small individual container, you know, like maybe a eighth of a cup or whatever is what it looks like. And she lets the dog, like, lick the residue after the cat finished. But worse than that, he takes that little plastic cup and he just shreds it. And I every time I was like, you're going to kill him. You can't let him chew on the plastic like that. Because, you know, I don't know. It bothers me. It is a dispute, ongoing dispute in Casa de Reed.
Roger, speaking of cats, today we're going to play a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy and Conway. We're going to bring in the guy at the office that talks like a cat.
Because he has not played
match game with us in a while.
Well,
so
I look forward to having him.
That will be coming up. Just wanted to mention that. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Let's see. Where does it come? Women don't listen when it comes to their animals. I don't know. That's just an opinion.
Was that a response to my last statement?
let's see here. I actually stumbled across some white dog dude yesterday. Never see that anymore. What movie?
Step Brothers.
Is that what it is? Sure is. He makes him lick it. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I was looking too. You know, you're a traveled man, Trey. And so when you look at one of the things that this World Cup, it challenges you geographically to sort of know. So France and Senegal, is it Senegal?
Yeah, they play district.
So where's Senegal?
Senegal is on the continent of Africa.
Okay.
It's, I think it's sub-Saharan. It's on the west side of
the
continent.
Used to be owned by France, believe.
Yeah, that's where they, it's an interesting matchup.
Roger.
It's a former French colony.
We know who sits up by the teacher's desk.
Roger, when I was coming here.
And who didn't.
As a 17-year-old freshman to be from Panama City, Florida, I never did in my life did I think, David, one of these days, 40 years from them, you're going to be sitting on a radio show and hear somebody go, Sub-Saharan. Sub-Saharan. It's like, what?
When you heard somebody say Senegal, you're thinking, is that where the Jewish people go to pray?
No. You got Norway and Iraq, and you got Argentina where Lionel Messi had the hat trick. Messi rocked it
last night.
Tied for most goals in World Cup history.
He had the hat trick last night.
Today you got Portugal versus Roger. DR Congo. Wow. Now, what is the DR Congo?
Democratic Republic of Congo.
England
versus Croatia.
That's a rematch of a semifinal from a few years
ago. And two blockbusters, Ghana versus Panama tonight at 6.
Panama's not good. But Ghana and Panama, that's the worst game of the day.
And I think I pronounced this right. Uzbekistan?
Uzbekistan, yeah.
Uzbekistan. Uz or Uz?
It depends.
Roger, what would you say? You think it's...
Well, I'm from Saline County.
Depends on which side of the Mason-Dixon line you're on, you guys.
Christian, do you have a shot at that?
I think it's Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Is that, you know, this thing goes on. Like, we're just getting started. It's you've got a month of this.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
I absolutely love it. Do you have somebody beside the United States that you're
rooting for? I cheer for Mexico, if not the United States.
That's your adopted...
Mexico should have scored probably like 5 goals.
Yeah, they didn't have a great opener. There was 3 red cards, like the most red cards ever issued in a World Cup game, I believe.
The other team was down to 9 players.
Wow. Yeah.
Justin, who are you for?
I just got tired of that same old job.
Yeah, okay.
Tired of fighting.
So I went and
that
saw
freeway.
Mexico play in the Gold Cup quarterfinals a few years ago down in Arlington. So that was, you know, kind of fun. Mexico. And they just have such an enthusiastic following.
Mexico.
It's Mexico.
Norway, for the Americans that don't know anything about soccer, watch Norway because you're going to see Erling Haaland play and he's going to score goals.
Look at you dropping the wisdom. Hey, Roger, we got to say a couple things, and you may know these guys, Trey. Got 2 retirements. Chief of Police, you've got Little Rock, Heath Helton, who we've had part of the badge bowl we did a couple years ago. He's retiring.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And then in North Little Rock, Patrick Fessing, who I think was part of that too.
Oh.
He's retiring. So 2 police chiefs retiring here.
Way to go, guys. In
Central Arkansas. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Roger, a couple great birthdays today throughout the show. Barry Manilow.
Are you kidding
me? Barry Manilow's birthday today.
How old is he celebrating?
I know. How old do you think Barry Manilow is, Trey?
I would say Barry Manilow is about 82.
Oh, see, that's what I thought. And maybe I'm wrong on this. Roger, how old do you think he is?
89.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go 86.
Yeah, I gotta. I think
now his face is 4.
Yeah, I gotta. Let me see. Because
was he younger?
How old? Because what they had in our. Yeah, okay, it was wrong in our notes today. He's 83. It said it's 75.
Oh,
like what?
Man, I was almost a bingo banger.
Yeah, 83. And he can't see anymore. Remember, he interviewed another day. And he said, and I felt like, dude, you've sung for 83 years. Just turn on your music.
You're not supposed to be able to.
Yeah, turn
sing
on your
anymore.
Music and listen to the great Bennett. Music. And maybe
it's not stopping Frankie Valli.
Today,
well,
today is a National Mascot Day. Of course, you've been a zebra?
A zebra, yeah. A Trojan.
Roger's been a Trojan. Christian, what have you been?
I've been an eagle and a Trojan. I actually was the Little Rock Trojan for 1 game.
Oh, wow. Finding this out, Roger.
You know what? Let me give a shout out to my junior high school because it dawned on me again. I was a Central Junior High Spartan and then a Hot Springs High Trojan. So we're Spartans and Trojans. I don't know why it just hit me. Strength and honor.
So strength and honor.
Yeah, they needed somebody to walk around the concourse and the usual mascot guy. I was doing work study for the athletic department. The usual guy was out.
You've been doing the show with us for how many months now? And this is the first time we've
heard
you've been
the mascot. I think it's the first time I've ever mentioned it on the buzz. So,
well, again, Roger did it. So you both were mascots at your high school for at least 1 day.
Well, no, I was at the Little Rock Trojans.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, college, it's okay. Yeah, you know, in high school or Trojan for your school. You were a mascot for 1 day.
He was a D1 mascot.
Yeah,
for 1 day.
Yeah.
That was like, that's enough. No more.
That's impressive.
Now, I'm trying to remember, Christian. Was there like a suit or is it?
Yeah,
like,
it's a suit.
Yeah,
it's a suit.
It is. Okay. It's just the gladiators.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure
if it was like the USC Trojan that rides out on the horse is not a suit. It's just
a
guy in costume.
No, it's a suit.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of smelly.
Watch this because, Roger, I swear, you know, I've got to get this set for best listener. I've been saying this 2 weeks. Do you think, let's see the first person that gets what my high school mascot was. Do you, sure. Don't blurt. You know what it is?
I know what it is.
You know what it is? Yeah. Christian?
No, I don't.
Okay, 661-1037. You can text it or you can
If you saw my Instagram last week, this animal was featured in one of my
Oh, is
clips.
That right?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Oh, here he is right here.
Is it a fish or something?
Turn that up a little bit, Raj.
We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today, when things are popping.
That's Barry Manilow.
It could be my favorite Manilow song, and I used to have his albums.
The only thing about, listen, Barry Manilow is one of the greatest of all time. Writing, Roger, singing, but I don't understand, what do people see in wanting to put those cheek implants in that make you look just almost... Not
oh,
normal.
I think it's...
It's ridiculous.
It's you're asking me if somebody wants to look better, they do that, they get compliments, and they want to continue on, and they don't see some of the things that are going on. But when you're in that profession, you've got to try to look as young as possible.
What's crazy... I don't think it looks... And for somebody to tell him that that's a good look, that's not a good look.
They got a bunch of yes men.
Well, maybe so. Yeah. Michael Jackson, that was part of the story last night. He comes in and he wants to get his nose. After Off the Wall, Roger, I think he goes.
It seemed like all the Jackson
kids.
Well,
when you hear his, when you hear his story of the abuse that his daddy gave him by saying he's ugly, he's got a flat nose, he's got this, he's got all that. Oh, well, he abused him.
They all had insecurities.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, when you hear something like that, so you want to change it and do whatever.
Let's go to Danny real quick. We go to break, Roger. Danny's going to have the mascot for my Moseley High School. What, Danny?
I'm thinking it was the Dolphins.
Dolphins is correct. Let me tell you what. Do we not have some amazing listeners?
We do. They're the best.
Danny. Strength and honor, Danny.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
I'm telling you. Somebody suggested it's like a high school chant. Maybe it is, but Gladiator used it. Stick it.
That's where he got it.
That's exactly right. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back in just a minute.
That I like my girl, but I love American Bandstand.
Out here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer, so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge. Is success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
25% of men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. We're talking low energy, low sex drive, low motivation. Some of those guys barely recognize themselves. Here's the beauty of it. 100% of the guys I'm talking about, they can get it all back. They can feel like themselves again with the help of Low T Center. Low T Center is the original TRT clinic. Been changing lives since 2009. Look, they can help you get your energy back, focus back, your sex drive back. They even work with most major insurance providers. So head on down to fixmylowt.com to book your free T-test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape, they get in the pool, and boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
It's a declaration of savings at Bradford Marine and ATV locations during the Great American Boat Sale. To honor America, Bradford Marine and ATV has savings up to $7,076 on select models like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Nitro, Tahoe, and Ranger boats. Plus, to salute our nation's 250 years, get a free $250 Bass Pro gift card. Hurry in to Bradford Marine and ATV to celebrate independence at the Great American Boat Sale. Going on now. Visit BradfordMarine.com. Your authorized Tracker dealer.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater Holton Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday at noon, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Lou's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Wind Rock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association. Join the Zone this Friday with Justin and Phil broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone, starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. 6:52, got a few minutes left with Trey Reed. Thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Chad and Stephanie Powers, thanks so much. They're also sponsoring Joe Nichols.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you. Great to have Trey back after his time in Mexico. Do you feel good to be back?
It does. It does. I really enjoyed my time. I will say one thing that was has disrupted my reentry into the good old U.S. of A.
Yes.
Is my air conditioner went out at home.
Oh, boy.
And so my wife called me, I think, 2 days before we got back. And we're still dealing with that. But supposedly tomorrow I will have a brand new unit to keep things nice and cold.
We've announced our summer adventure. Our first thing that we're doing, we're going to visit 5 restaurants that have been open over 100 years, restaurants/bars 100 years. And we start with the Ohio Club.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's close and it's easy. And we know the owners. And then we're going to pop around to all the way from Mary. Have you been to the 5? Have you looked at the 5?
I don't know what your 5 are. Yeah. I'm guessing the White House and
Camden. Yeah, the White House and Camden. You know, and I ate there one time. You know when?
When you went down to hunt with J.D. Neely,
I did. I did. I there not in this Roger. It's
Let's see J.D. tonight, actually. I'll have to tell him. You said hello.
It's a cool little place, Roger. It's on the corner. It's built, I mean, and I think that's been there 119 years. Jones Barbecue Diner in Marianna. Have you been there? Yep, been there. So I've heard some people say that's hype over the... So Rex will come in and tell us that Rex now's in his opinion.
I don't think Rex will say it's hype.
Yeah, I don't think he would.
I think Rex will treat it with the due respect.
Yeah, it's wasn't it James L. Beard?
Yeah.
James L. Beard, is that making
James
that up?
Beard Award, yeah.
That put an L in there for
I don't
number.
Know about
Just
the
Beard.
L.
Yeah. I think it's James Beard.
Skyline Cafe in Mena, 104 years old. Have you been to that one?
I have not. Not familiar with that one.
And then what about the Dixie Pig in Blytheville?
No, not familiar with that one.
Yeah, either. And so again, there are a couple others, and people go, what about you? Well, we just chosen 500 years worth.
Is Rex coming in to kind of just talk give us, about
give
that?
Us, give and, us his two cents yeah. on him. He knows him well.
So are you starting tomorrow? You're going to go eat tomorrow?
Yeah, going to start tomorrow. We're not doing the show from this location. We're just going to have lunch and then come back and talking about them. And then we've got some other. We're going to a NASCAR race in Atlanta. It's going to be at the Quaker State 400 and the other race on Saturday. Which
Summer of Adventure is really shaking out nicely. Well, I have to get us a fishing trip to somewhere.
That's why I bring it. We're going to go to the Star, Roger, working on that. We're going to try to do our show from the Star, the Dallas Cowboy headquarters here this summer, too, when we do the Cliff Harris Award. That's what I was going to ask. Is there something you want to contribute?
Yeah, I want to go fishing. I want to take y'all fishing again. It's been a couple years since we did that, so
we'll do the same.
I will begin in earnest our preparations for that.
What do we want, Roger? Do we want trout? Do we want bass? What do we want to do, Trey?
Well, trout's always nice in the summertime because it's a little bit cooler down there on the water.
The
Morning Mayhem schedule. Well, we won't be able to start fishing until the absolute worst time of the day, like high noon, you know. So
that's true. But afternoon fishing,
we can do some afternoon fishing for sure. That would be a little bit better.
Are we gonna spend the night and do the show somewhere? Are we gonna do a location?
You tell me what you want to do.
Well, you tell me. Listen, you're the Game of Fish guy.
All right. I'll tell you what. I want to share your calendars with me.
Okay.
And then we'll.
I will. I'll give you a couple weeks.
We'll look at that, and I'll make something happen.
Do we have a state park that'll put us up, or is that?
I don't know. Well, it's
close
it's,
to where
it's,
we go.
It's the question is. It probably
we'll call Shay and see what we can pull off.
I don't know if it overlaps. That's a good question, Roger, if it overlaps with the fishing that we want to do. There's
a number of state parks that have some pretty good fishing. I think it just depends on what we decide to do and where we decide to go.
All right, so Jessica made this point, and Roger, I'm open to doing this. I've been in this state, Roger, since 1981.
What?
I've never floated the buffalo.
Oh, wow.
So should that be a summer adventure deal?
Agree, yeah.
Now,
are there gators? They get the gators out?
no gators that I'm aware of on the Buffalo River.
Here's the deal. I've never been a big fan of getting in a canoe on my knees or whatever.
You don't have to get on your knees.
No, what are you? What do you think is this? 1740?
Come on,
no.
Mr. Clark?
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis?
Or sitting on the bench. I see, to me, would it be better to do like a kayak? If you're going to float, or maybe about an inner tube.
No, the inner tube would take forever.
It's going to take you worse.
Yeah, it's going to take you way longer.
That's what I used to do as a kid in Florida. I know. We used to do it as an inner tube.
The sit-on-top kayaks are pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. Where should we float the buffalo if we did it?
Well, this time of year, with all the rain they've had, you could really float just about anywhere on it right now. But probably by the, you know, if we settle into a normal weather pattern when we're not getting, you know, these deluges, you would probably somewhere like Tyler Bend on down, Tyler Bend to Gilbert.
Is that where the big cliffs are overhanging?
Highway 65, where you north of Marshall, like you're going up to Harrison. Yeah. That's the Tyler Bend area.
Roger,
right,
what do you think? Have you floated the buffalo before?
Yeah.
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 No big deal for you. Chris,
well, I wouldn't say that. I just. Yeah.
When I was a child.
No, it was
yeah, it's probably been a while.
As someone once put it, it is Arkansas's gift to the world. It's our first river.
Well, you know what? Just like our Hawks at Home movie review, time to review the buffalo.
I think maybe that's our trip. We'll do some smallmouth fishing there.
Can you do both?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can fish and float.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of
when I float. That's what I'm doing.
I like to focus on one thing.
David, you're in the.
He's trying to get his laptop on his inner tube.
All you got to do is take a fishing pole.
His laptop on his inner tube.
Right.
You can drop anchor. They have anchor.
Right. Get out on a gravel bar or make a cast.
We'll keep working on that. Thanks, Trey. Great to have you back.
See you guys. Good to be back.
I like it though. I like it. You can kill two birds.
I know. I like it. Thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Thank you. All right, Craig O'Neill coming up. Rex Nelson, Rex Horn, Joe Nichols. Match game and more. Don't go away.
When you want to know the score, it's on KABZ Little Rock.
He's open, completed the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas!
103.7 The Buzz.
When did I first notice?